Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May the 26th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take a little time in God's Word, allowing His Word to take some time on us. And kids from all around the world join us here each day to hear from the Bible. Today's reading comes to us from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, and then we finish our reading in Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 5. Before we do, I want to send a shout out to some folks. I want to send a big hello to my friends, Cadence, Alex, and Amy from Flemington, New Jersey. My good friends. I hope you have a great day, girls. Thanks for being a part of this. All right, now, God gave Ezekiel a message of hope by showing him a really strange sight. How would you have reacted to Ezekiel's vision from Ezekiel chapter 37? The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again, and I will put flesh and muscle on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So I spoke this message, just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies, so they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken." Incredible. Ezekiel's vision showed that God can restore dead things to life. That's good news for us. Since we all sin, eventually we will die. But God has the power to take dead things and give them new life. That's exactly what happens when we believe in Jesus. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us new life through His Holy Spirit, and death can't hurt us. Isn't that great news? Amazing. This is what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 says. "Even though we were dead because of our sins, God gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved." Amazing. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward knowing this, that God can make dead things live. And know this too, that you are loved. How about that? Well, my friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.